Hello. Come in, come in. I'm so glad you're here. Thank you for meeting me. I'm sorry if I come off a little nervous, but I've never done this kind of thing before. See, normally I play with friends and not just mysterious strangers, but from our conversations, I think we have a lot in common. Would you like a drink? Sure, I can do that for you. One second. Why don't you take a seat on the sofa over there? I'll be back in a second. Right. There you are. So, from the Looking for Friends site, you said you were pretty well versed with hypnosis, yeah? Oh, I thought before we got started we could talk a little. Get to know each other before we start anything. Okay. Anyway, a little bit about me, I guess. I've been interested in hypnosis for a long time. And I used to switch back in the day, but more recently I've been working more as like a dom, dominant, femdom, that kind of thing, yeah. I'm curious as to what it would be like to sub for a scene. That's why I put out the ad. I guess it makes me a switch again, huh? Okay. Yeah. I know on your profile you mentioned you'd hypnotized a few people. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Yeah, what's that been like for you? Oh, neat. Yeah. So, what kind of stuff do you normally hypnotize people to do? Wow. Kinky, huh? No. That's not a jab at all. That's not a jab at all. I like it too. Oh, right. Anyway. So, what do you want to do to me? Consent is super important, so I prefer it if you tell me the things prior to starting anything. Yeah. Negotiating is very, very important to me. And I just need to know what's happening first. You know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. So what do you want to do? Okay. Yeah, that sounds fun. Oh, sorry, I forgot to tell you something really important. My neighbors, they don't know about this, so we have to be really quiet. Yeah, I swear the walls are super thin or something. So if I have to whisper, that's why. And I would love if you could do the same. Is that okay? Okay, just. I've always preferred it anyway, when you talk in that kind of relaxed, quiet, calming tone of voice. Yeah, like that. Yeah. Okay. I'll get nice and comfortable. And then you can start. Right. I see. Oh, you're gonna use that pocket watch on me. Interesting. Oh, no. I'm not making fun of you. I'm not making fun of you. Chill. It's okay. It's okay. I love pocket watches. Yeah, something about them is so hypnotic. The tropes are always really fun to play with. You know? They're really tropey stuff, like the stuff you see in the movies. I don't know, something about the conditioned response and the fact that we all know exactly what's gonna happen when I stare at it. It's fun, okay? Don't be like that. Anyway, sorry, yeah. Yeah, I can look at it. Oh, I love the way it swings like that. The way it catches the light. The way, it. Oh, yes. Yes. I hear your voice. It's so nice. My eyes are so heavy. Relax. Yeah, yes. That's right. Hey, are you... Oh, no. Hey, are you looking at your phone? Watch. Shiny eyes. Heavy. Yes, I can hear. I can hear you. Hey! Stop looking at your phone. Why are you looking at your phone when you're hypnotizing me? This is so weird. We are playing, aren't we? Ignore it. Just put the phone down. Jesus. Yeah. The watch is so shiny as it swings and swings. Wait a second. No, stop. That's enough. No, stop. Stop it. That's enough. Hold on. Are you reading a script off your phone? Really, dude? Are you actually reading a script off your phone? Oh my god. So wait, when you came over here, I assumed you'd know a thing or two about hypnosis, and really, all you are is a scriptnotist? Sorry, I didn't know you were a 2018 Tumblr Dom. Excuse me. But we were going to play a game where a sexy, mysterious hypnotist comes over and messes my head around. And right now, you are using a script. Pathetic. Did you at least write it yourself? Oh my god. You're really going to try and give me that? So did you write it yourself? Yeah, real mature. Go ahead, give me the silent treatment now. Wow. Wow. You didn't write that script? Honestly, I don't know if I should be appalled or impressed by the amount of guts that it takes to be such a blatant fraud. You got it off the internet, didn't you? Yeah, I understand. That person is talented, I get it. I'm a fan of theirs too. But in a play situation, thoroughly appropriate without asking me. Look, I get it if you're new and you wanted to have a go, but you should have been honest with me. Stop, don't give me that face, jeez, oh my god. Fine, sorry if my insults hurt your feelings. But you need to be real with me. So right now, tell me. Do you actually know what you're doing? Have you read a book on the subject? Watched a podcast? Educational videos? Come on. Give me something here, please. No? You don't know any of that. So you're really trying to tell me you came in here and answered my ad, and this whole time, you're just new and shy? Okay. Look, no, stop. That's enough. I'm going to tell you something very important, okay? Never ever lie to people like that. Never. If I want to have my sexy, mysterious hypnosis fantasy, I would at least like you to have a little bit some knowledge about how this works. Not just for, you know, my enjoyment, your enjoyment, the enjoyment of everyone in the scene, but for safety reasons too, you know, there's a lot of stuff that beginner hypnotists sometimes gloss over, and it can be really, really dangerous. So, Mark, if I'm going to have my hypnosis fantasy, you need to know what to do. I'm going to teach you what to do, okay? Jeez. I wasn't expecting to have to do this, but whatever. I guess you need to know these things if you're going to be a hypnotist. Firstly, the words of your induction do not matter. Stop. Put the script down. There are no magic words for hypnosis. People think it's the case, but it's not. See, hypnosis is a lot easier than you think. It comes down to a lot of intent and some things. There's focus, dissociation, and suggestion. Those are the key things that make up a hypnoidal state. God, how did you not know that? I mean, it's all in most books. Anyway, you can hypnotize someone with anything, really. What do you mean? What is my favorite style of induction? I mean, I like the one that works. Like, I could take this pocket watch and swing it in front of your eyes and start telling you all kinds of things about, imagine how good it feels to stare at this watch and... Wait. Were your eyes starting to glaze over? Oh, you like this, huh? I didn't know you were a switch too. Interesting. So what if I swung it a little longer and you had to stare at the watch as it swings and sways, your vision starting to blur, your thoughts starting to drift, your focus on me and me alone, the quiet hush in my voice echoing through your mind like that? I bet you love the feeling of my voice trickling inside your head and here, dropping you into trance as it drifts through your mind like that. You wanted me to take control of you this whole time. I bet you came over here with a secret expectation to have me turn the tables on you like this. I bet you had images in your head of me gently grabbing the back of your head as I pull on your hair just slightly and force your eyes to look at the watch. Knowing that, deep down inside, you intentionally wanted to do a bad job. So that I would do this to you, huh? You cheeky little brat. I should have known all along you wanted me to take over. What a brat you are. I can already tell in your eyes the light flickering of submission trickling over them. As you stare, as you focus, as you fixate with your eyes open like this. You know, you can be tranced like this with your eyes open or closed. I could have you staring at this watch, deeply entranced already, without doing much at all. I guess your plan worked to get me like this, and now you can sink into the submission of trance. The watch tick-tocking in the background, allowing you to feel so nice and comfortable, in fact. You can be deeply hypnotized with your eyes open like this, letting all thoughts that come into your head just go with each second that passes, just like that. With every swing and sway of the watch, just trickling your mind deeper and deeper and deeper into this waking trance state with your eyes open, fixated, focused on the watch, until I say, sleep. Close your eyes, drift down, let go, sink, sink, down, just like that, just like that, let everything go, let everything sink. Interesting. Very, very interesting. Well, well, well. I hope you've learned a lesson today. A lesson in hypnosis. And please, go read a book next time. Wide awake.
What?
What? You give me that, like, puppy dog eye look. Like a little dog who's been bad and they've been caught out. What do you want to say? You're sorry. Damn right you're sorry. Look, like I said before, the important thing to take away from this is that you never ever do that again, okay? And next time, go read a damn book. Seriously, it's not hard. Have you tried mind play or anything like that? Look, I'll give you a thorough reading list after this, but next time we play, you better have studied for the test. Because I'll be checking, okay? If you're gonna hypnotize me, I'm gonna make you my little hypnosis student. And if you don't pass the test, well, you're not getting inside my head until you do. Okay?